Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Alozic. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The left fielder, George Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Alozic moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Nicholson moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nicholson scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alozic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Causey. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Peters. Causey moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito is walked intentionally. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Alozic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Green reaches second base with a double. Edwards goes all the way around to score. Green moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Donohue hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Gary Peters. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gratzenda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gratzenda. Weiss moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gratzenda, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jack Aker now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aluzik scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. Two outs. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to third. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Aluzik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aluzik moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for George Williams. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Jack Aker. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Aluzic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.